Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Wednesday, we are now witnessing the rise of disorder in America, and it's hurting every single one of us. Unchecked immigration has led to chaos, unpunished crimes to fear. Higher costs for everything is creating massive economic anxiety. The president is diminished mentally and totally disinterested unless there is a racial component to be exploited. Most voters understand Mr. Biden is doing a poor job, but they don't fully realize the potential of public disorder. It's like an unruly child. The longer antisocial behavior is allowed, the more difficult it is to bring the kid back. With about 350 million people now living in the USA, collective discipline is imperative. Allowing laws to be ignored and standards of personal responsibility to evaporate will result in tremendous harm to Americans. One word, fentanyl. The solution is to vote out progressive Democrats and their puppet, Joe Biden. If this does not happen in 2024, the negative consequences will be staggering. My analysis is not party-based. It is performance-driven. Help can be on the way, but only if the voters wise up. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.